All right, Dr. Mark Hyman. The Eat Fat, Get Thin cookbook. I'm doing very well, Doc.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, since my brother died, he died of some kind of weird virus, and so I went from being a vegetarian for so many years, for decades, and now I'm I want to say vegan, but that's just so hard to be vegan.
I call it pegan, you know, which is the best of both worlds. You eat really good whole fresh foods, you cut out all the processed stuff.
Yeah.
You eat lots of vegetables with little bits of good quality animal food, and that is really the best way to eat.
You call it pegan, I call it veganish.
Veganish.
I'm veganish. I've cut out as much sugar as I possibly can. Of course, now there's a lot of sugar in tequila.
as much as wine.
Yeah, well, I cut the wine out.
All wine?
Yeah, I cut all wine out.
You don't do any wine?
Nope, not anymore. Oh, not anymore. God, and you know what happened, Doc?
And life is still good for you?
Life is very good for me. Right. Because I don't crave
any sugar like that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When you cut out the starch and sugar, you turn the addiction center off in the brain. I mean, sugar is as addictive as cocaine or heroin. So if you're having starch, if you're having sugar, if you're having soda, sugar-sweetened beverages, that just turns on your brain to want more and more and more. And so when you eat fat, it literally shuts all that off, which is, you know, why I wrote this book, Eat Fat, Get Thin, and why I wrote the cookbook, to give people delicious food that actually helps them cut their cravings, stimulate their metabolism, and feel good.
Now, when you go no sugar, mm-hmm. when you go cold turkey like that,
and you still live,
you're going to be irritable.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, they do that in rats. They cut them out, and it's like someone who gets off heroin or alcohol. They go through withdrawal.
Oh, caffeine.
Yeah, but if you eat fat, it actually helps to cut that cycle of withdrawal. It's really quite good.
Okay,
good
fat. Okay, so eat fat. What foods are you talking about?
I'm not talking about fried chicken. I'm not talking about French fries. I'm not talking about donuts, fried donuts. I'm talking about whole food fats, avocados, nuts and seeds, almonds, walnuts, pecans. I'm talking about good quality fats like coconut oil, extra virgin olive oil, even grass-fed butters or ghee, which is a derivative of butter. All those are great. Grass-fed meats, which have fat on them, but those fats are not bad for you. So we now know that the government said, oh, we got it wrong about fat. We shouldn't worry about fat anymore. It doesn't make you fat. It doesn't cause heart disease. The new dietary guidelines, which are developed by the government every 5 years, basically have eliminated any restriction on dietary fat. So we now know that it's actually not fat that makes you fat. It's sugar and starch. And when you eat the fat, it actually stimulates your metabolism. You burn hotter. Literally, you burn about 300 calories more a day if you eat a lot of fat just by sitting on the couch, which is like what's all the whole obesity epidemic.
So what about sugar substitutes? Are they good for you? Or
not really. No. In fact, the city of Philadelphia just passed the soda tax, and they included diet sodas because diet sodas actually also affect your metabolism in a bad way that make you hungrier, slow your metabolism, make you eat more, and actually don't actually lead to weight loss. They've been connected to diabetes and even obesity. So,
can it make diabetes worse or bring on diabetes, as some of us have heard?
Well, yeah. I mean, there was a huge study. They looked at 66,000 women, and they looked at their diet soda consumption. And the ones who had one small diet soda a day had a 33% increased risk. And if you had a large diet soda, they had a 60% increased risk. And most people have two or three a day because they think it's like a free food. So, yeah, it's absolutely not the way to go.
Or anything that's processed that says low anything, low fat, low calories.
Yep, yep.
None of that stuff is good for you.
No, that's my rule. If it has a health claim on the label, it's probably bad for you. If it's gluten-free, if it's low fat, if it's high fiber, whatever it says, it's a trick by the food industry to make you buy it. But it actually is full of mostly processed bad ingredients that aren't going to make you feel good or be good for you.
People are texting in, Dr. Mark Hyman, and they're asking about if they have, like, gluten-free restrictions in their diet or, you know,
they can't
do dairy. Or is that also addressed in
Absolutely. This book is mostly gluten and dairy-free. There's some recipes that include gluten-free grains. There's some include grass-fed butters. But basically, this is a very low starch sugar diet, and you get rid of all the things that are making us fat. So, yeah, people can actually look at these recipes. We have like no-bake brownies. We've got pancakes made from coconut flour. We've got egg frittatas that are whole eggs with grass-fed beef in them. We've got all kinds of amazing things, turkey burgers, delicious foods that people can eat that are so good and good for you.
A lot.
I mean,
I don't want to eat food that tastes bad. I don't want to eat food that makes me miserable. I don't want to eat food that makes me hungry. I love to eat. I eat a lot of food, and I think I tell my patients to eat a lot of food. Just eat the right foods, and it turns on all the right messages in your body.
Well, for some of our listeners, can you tell us what the sugar content is in Hennessy?
That's loaded.
Yeah, you know. That's not my area of expertise. Okay.
I can tell you a little something.
A little cognac, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
It's a drug, though. See, the thing is, you wouldn't have a bottle of Hennessy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But
well,
in America,
no,
we
basically...
But in America, we eat, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we eat a ton of sugar. It's in our salad dressings. It's in our ketchup. It's in our breakfast cereals. It's in our pasta sauce. I mean, there's more sugar in your pasta sauce than there is in two Oreo cookies. I mean, it's really bad. Your morning yogurt has more sugar than a can of soda if it's a sweetened yogurt. So
because the sugar, and it's just like crack, when you see it, you yearn for it.
Yep.
You
yeah.
crave for it.
But, Tom, you said you stopped eating and you don't want it anymore, right?
Right.
Like it's just like it turns off that part of your brain. It's not because you're a bad person or you're weak or you have no willpower. You know, you can't fight those primitive urges with willpower. You got to use science and actually eat the right foods to naturally turn off those cravings and hunger.
If you can just stand the withdrawal of getting off sugar.
Right.
If you can get past that.
Two or 3 days.
You can lose weight.
If you do the Eat Fat Gets Thin program, it basically will help you through that in the best way because you start the day with fat and protein, and that immediately shuts off the craving. So if you try to tackle it without doing that, it's harder. But if you follow this approach, it's much easier to get off the crack.
So people that are not concerned about weight loss so much with sugar, what is the other detriment of having a
sugar-free
diet?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, we now know that sugar is the biggest driver of heart disease, obviously type 2 diabetes, cancer, and even Alzheimer's, which they're calling type 3 diabetes.
Mm, wow.
So all these things are driven by sugar. And when you cut that out or cut it down, and also starch, you know, flour is just as bad. I mean, you know, bread, pasta, potatoes, rice. I mean, these are all things that are really starchy foods that are the staples in our American diet. I mean, there was a study done by scientists who looked at the food products that are funded by the government, like flour, corn, all this stuff that actually is turned into commodity food products, processed food. People who eat those foods who are on food programs are much sicker than people who don't eat that stuff. You know, they have more diabetes, bad cholesterol, inflammation, blood sugar issues. You know, it's just really not good to be eating these foods on a regular basis.
And what about people who say that at their grocery stores, their local grocery stores, they don't have a lot of these healthier options that are available?
It's a big problem. I mean, we have food deserts, we have food swamps. You know?
Right.
And I think that these are things that have to be addressed, you know, through innovative business solutions, through online. And now, for example, there's a company called Thrive Market that's gotten people to be able to use food stamps online to buy healthy food at a discount, 25 to 50% off. So now people can get it delivered to their home or their churches if it's in a bad neighborhood, and they can start to get access to these foods. So there's a change of foot with this happening, but it's really tough because of the way that our food policies go and incentives go. It really subsidizes all the bad stuff and prevents people from getting the good stuff. But I believe that's starting to change.
If we know that sugar is that bad for you, why won't the government do something about it?
Well, they did actually. The first time in the history of our dietary guidelines, the government said, you know, don't worry about fat. And by the way, reduce added sugars to less than 10% of your calories, which is still a lot, by the way. And so they actually are making a point of saying sugar is bad. And yet it still kind of hasn't reached the degree of restriction that really we should be talking about. I mean, the World Health Organization says it should be less than 5% of your calories.
And back to the conversation about the grocery stores and things, is it true that if you stay on the outside of the grocery store, that that's the healthiest place to be rather than
Absolutely.
Going to the middle?
Absolutely. Don't stay out of the aisle. Stay out of the
I don't mean
count.
Like outside the grocery store, but no. Within the perimeter.
Like around the rim. Around the perimeter. Absolutely. Stay out of the middle of the aisles. That's where all the bad stuff is.
Eat Fat, Get Thin, the cookbook by my man, Dr. Mark Hyman. We have 25 copies. We have 24 copies to the next
Make
text.
Make that 23.
Next text, Tom Club members at 646464. All right, Doc.
All right, Tom. Great to talk to you.